Chapter 8. Mama, is Aunt Deborah really going to be staying here? Tara asked later that night. Her mother was stretched out on the couch, watching TV after cleaning the house all afternoon.
Maybe. Lucille and your Uncle Carlton haven't figured out where everyone's going to be. All I know is, with all the people we got coming, somebody's going to stay here.
Why are you asking?
What you mean, somebody?
Tara asked a little too forcefully.
What you think I mean? I mean somebody. Aunt Deborah, Rudy, Corbett, Aunt Gigi.
She listed several more relatives, but Tara's mind snagged when she mentioned Rudy. It was something she had never considered. Rudy staying overnight at their house. Her stomach churned.
How come you never told me?
Tara, why do you think I've been cleaning all day, huh? I've been talking about it for weeks. I sat here with Rochelle and Lucille and planned everything the past 2 weekends. You were right here, don't you remember?
Tara shook her head.
She had done all she could to avoid the discussions about the party. Most of the time, when they were talking, Tara played with Kayla or hid in her room.
Just because you weren't listening doesn't mean we didn't discuss it. We got a big family, so someone needs to stay here. You understand now?
Besides, what difference does it make who's here?
Tara shook her head wearily.
All the difference, Mama, she wanted to say. Please don't bring him here.
Which reminds me, did you call Aunt Deborah and tell her you won't be at the party? Her mother asked.
Yeah, Tara said defensively, searching frantically for a way out, a way to avoid what now seemed inevitable.
Good. Now another thing you got to do is clean that room. It better be spotless while we got guests, okay?
Tara nodded. She wanted just to leave the house, jump in Cooper's truck, and drive away. Anywhere but home. But she knew that couldn't happen. No matter how hard she tried, there seemed to be no way to avoid Rudy. She couldn't imagine seeing him again in her own house after all these years. The thought made her queasy. There had to be something she could do.
Tara, you okay?
Mom asked, leaning forward from the sofa. She reached over and felt Tara's forehead. Her hand felt warm as it touched Tara's skin.
You look like you got a fever or something, but your temperature's fine. Your stomach bothering you again?
A little, Tara mumbled, turning away from her.
What is it, baby?
Tara felt desperate. For a second, she considered telling her mother the truth. But how could she do that now, just before the entire family arrived? Tara imagined everyone staring at her, knowing what happened, their eyes full of pity and maybe something worse. Maybe they wouldn't believe her. Or maybe some would get angry or blame her for hiding it for so long and using it to ruin the reunion. Just picturing it filled her with a wave of shame and made her want to hide in her room forever.
I'm fine, Mama. Just tired, that's all.
But I was thinking, Tara said, grasping at the only thing she could think of to keep Rudy away. Why can't Aunt Deborah be the one that stays with us? I spoke to her earlier, and since I can't get to the party, I thought maybe she could come here. That way I can see her. I'll sleep on the couch so she can have my bed.
Her mother nodded thoughtfully and rubbed Tara's back.
Now that is the first good idea I've heard from you in a while. You know, I think if I say it like that to everyone, they'll probably agree with you. Aunt Deborah would, too, I bet. But if she's going to be staying in your room, I want it spotless. That means you need to be here to help me clean Friday night. Aunt Deborah always kept a spotless house, and if I'm having her here, we're going to make sure she feels at home. You hear me?
Tara nodded in relief.
At least she could keep Rudy away, off her sofa and out of the little house they had lived in since she was in third grade. A place in which Rudy had never stepped foot. Tara needed to keep it that way.
You sure you feeling all right?
Tara nodded and Mom leaned back on the couch. Tara could feel her eyes scanning her, trying to figure out what was wrong.
So what did Aunt Deb say to you when you talked?
She was telling me about the last time we got together. She says she sang me nursery rhymes back in the day, Tara said.
That's right, she did. Mom said with a big grin. She had an amazing voice. Still does, actually.
sang in the church choir for many years with my grandmother. She's got a good memory, too. She even remembered the songs we sang.
Mm-hmm.
Her mother agreed. That woman's mind is like a steel trap. She can remember what she did 50 years ago. I can't even remember what I had for breakfast this morning, Mom added with a chuckle. Well, I'm glad you spoke with her. I'm not happy you're missing this party, but at least you handled it well, she said, rubbing Tara's back again. My girl is growing up. Tara shrugged and tried her best to smile. She wished Mom hadn't praised her. She didn't feel as if she had done anything right. Instead, she felt guilty knowing the real reason for all of it. Working, missing the party, calling Aunt Deborah, wasn't because she was doing the right thing. It was because she was scared and didn't know what else to do. This time next week, they'll be gone. It'll all be over, she told herself over and over again. Tara had been repeating the words in her mind later that night when her cell phone started buzzing. She glanced at it and saw the text from Cooper. You up? She texted yes, and then he replied, asking her to call him. You ain't gonna believe this, Cooper answered on the first ring. I just learned why Shanetta started fighting with Steve.
What happened?
It was because he lied to everyone about her.
What you mean?
Cooper explained how one day after football practice, guys were in the locker room talking about Steve and Shanetta. Everyone was trying to see if he got with her.
Why are they even asking that? That's none of their business.
Come on, Tara, you know how it is, Cooper scoffed.
That don't make it right, Coop.
Who said anything about being right? This is locker room talk, Tara. Anyway, Clarence joked about how they got busy, and Steve didn't deny it. He just smiled and laughed it off, and then everybody started asking details. I was just like, yeah, whatever, because you know how that boy stretches the truth. But the thing is, when everyone was hanging out the other night, Shanetta found out he lied.
Oh, snap, Tara said, sitting up in her bed. Are you serious?
So the night of the party, she put Steve on blast and started yelling at him, accusing him of lying. My girl went off, made this big scene on the street outside Clarence's house. She actually slapped him when he was driving her home. That's why he swerved and clipped that pole. Now I know why she looked so upset when I got there. She didn't even look at me when I took her home. She still won't talk to anyone on the team. We used to see her every day. Not anymore.
Tara felt a dull ache in her temples at the news. She had known for days that what she had said to Shanetta wasn't right, but Cooper's story made her words seem even worse.
That's because she's embarrassed, Tara said knowingly.
People are making stuff up and making her look bad, and she can't do a thing about it. You know what people already say about her coming from 43rd Street and all that.
I've said it too, but now I wish I hadn't.
Steve better make this right.
I don't know, Tara. That dude's an idiot, Cooper grumbled. He asked me to fix his car for him, and I said no. He made his own mess, and now he's gonna have to fix it himself.
Tara nodded at his words. She knew she had some fixing to do, too.
I actually thought you were better than that, Tara.
Shanetta's words echoed in her mind. Long ago, she decided the girl had a bad reputation. Since then, she had ignored her and kept her distance. But the other day, she realized Shanetta was sensitive to that charge. She cared what people thought about her. Now, thanks to Steve, her reputation was taking another hit. And it was all based on a dumb boy's lie. Tara knew she could let it go and ignore Shanetta. But if she did, Tara was sure the girl would think she was just another person who believed Steve. Another person who would accept a hurtful rumor. A person who would just go along with a lie. That didn't feel right to Tara. She was sick of lies. She had been living one in her family that was so deep and old, she didn't know how to fix it. But this one was new and easy to rip out. For the first time in a long time, she felt as if she could do something right, no matter what else was going on in her life.
Anyway, I'm getting a headache talking about Steve. Enough about him. What you doing tomorrow?
He asked, yawning into the phone. I'm gonna talk with Shanetta, Tara said.
What? Don't worry, Cooper, she said, feeling more certain than she had in weeks. I got this.
The next morning, Tara waited again outside Bluford for the dance team to complete their practice. Shanetta spotted her the second she walked outside. Tara could see the recognition in her face, the creases in her forehead as she scowled at her. Aisha and Monica were again at her side as she approached. Aisha crossed her arms as Tara neared her.
"What you want this time?" Shanetta asked. "I told you, you got it all wrong, okay? Your head too thick to get that?" "I got something to say to you, okay?"
Tara snapped back. "This time I'm expect something better from you than stupid fat jokes, you hear me?" Shanetta stopped in her tracks, as though what Tara said surprised her. Then she rolled her eyes, put her hands on her hips, and sucked her teeth.
"What you want?"
Tara took a deep breath. She knew what she had to say was right, but it didn't make it any easier.
"I was wrong the other day," Tara said. "And I'm sorry for what I said and for what that idiot Steve said. That boy ain't got no right to be talking about you, and I'm gonna make sure that I set the record straight if I hear him saying any nonsense. That's all I got to say."
Shanetta's eyes opened wide, and she looked to each of her friends as if she was puzzled by what she had heard.
"Why are you saying this to me? We ain't friends, and this really doesn't have anything to do with you."
"You're right," Tara nodded. "I'm saying it because it's the right thing to do. There's enough nonsense going on around here every day, and I don't want to be a part of it. What I did the other day wasn't right, and when I heard what Steve did, I figured I should come to you straight up and set things right. That's all."
Tara looked back toward the bus stop. Shanetta paused for a second. The scowl on her face was gone. Her two friends had stepped away and were texting on cell phones.
"There is a lot of nonsense around here. I'll give you that," Shanetta said with a shrug and a flicker of a smile.
For a second, she seemed much younger. Tara could almost see her as a child, like the kid she watched at the daycare center, not the swaggering girl at Bluford. But just as quickly, it was gone, and the tough girl from 43rd Street returned.
"What I said about you the other day wasn't cool neither. I guess I'm sorry, too," Shanetta said.
Her eyes dropped then, and she seemed to focus on a spot on the ground as if she didn't want to see Tara looking back at her.
"Except for my friends, you're the only person to come up and say you don't believe all the rumors."
"Who cares what people think? They don't know nothing anyway."
"You say that, but when school starts in a few weeks, everyone's going to be talking. You know what they're going to say about me. You probably heard it yourself. One guy on the football team started talking to me yesterday because he thinks it's true. He just wants to get with me because he thinks I'm easy."
"Why are you even talking to him?" Tara asked.
"Look, not everyone's going to believe what Steve said. Everyone knows his mouth runs faster than his feet, and the ones that believe him don't deserve to be near you, girl, so just brush him off and move on. Besides, me and Cooper got your back."
Shanetta glanced back at her friends. Tara could see that they were waiting for her and starting to get impatient.
"I know you gotta go."
"Me too. My bus is coming," Tara said.
"Thanks for coming here, girl," Shanetta replied.
"How you manage to get through each day without stuff driving you crazy? You always seem like you got it all together."
Tara flinched inside, knowing just how stressed she had been over the past few weeks and how much she had struggled to keep her own secrets from swallowing her.
"Girl, I'm crazy too," Tara said with a smile. "Maybe I just hide it well. I'll see you at school in a couple weeks. I gotta go to work now."
Tara boarded the bus, feeling that craziness was brewing in her chest, especially with the reunion right around the corner. "Just a few days and it'll all be over," she repeated quietly to herself as her bus thundered through the city.